This is session three for ALU, session three, part one. It's called ACT, Aladdin's Creation Tool. Again, off the top of my head, we're going to talk about specifics out of the book. So you really need to order the book, Aladdin's Lamp Unleashed, A Guide to Effortless Creation by Michael Houston. It's on Amazon. You can go to 777 Harvest. There's a link there. You need to get the book and read it because there's lots of exercises to make this work. No promises, no guarantees. Each person's different. Some people won't let go of their thoughts. Some will. And this is about how to do that. So Aladdin's Lamp Unleashed, A Guide to Effortless Creation. Even if you get an e-copy, you can follow along very nicely. This is Aladdin's Creation Tool. I put it very towards the front, but it is the core of the book. In fact, and this is the part most people don't get, if you do this version correctly, it's pretty much the whole book. But the whole book is this core. It's called ACT. And it's actually, you know, we've got it on copyrighted or whatever you call it. But it's ACT, Aladdin's Creation Tool. So I'm going to just read you the tool and then just listen to it. And if you need, just rewind and come back to it. Aladdin's Creation Tool, version one, and there are other versions. To create whatever you want, have the creative experience, and that's something we're going to have a whole couple of sessions on, the creative experience, and skip everything else. And that's another thing we're going to have a couple of sessions on. So to have what you want, you need to have the creative experience on that, and you need to skip everything else. Now, those sound easy words, and once you've got it, you go, oh, why did I make my life so miserable? Anyway, it's to have the creative experience and to skip everything else. So I'm going to read some more. Having the creative experience is the key. Thus, have the creative experience, and skipping is the power that drives it. So those two things. Remember, we're talking about what you want. The creative experience and skipping. And one of the things we talk about in the creative experience is, and I think I even mentioned that, if you think you've got creativity and creation and choice defined, you don't. It's if you've got it down to a place, a space, an energy, a thing, you're missing it. And skipping, what skipping really means is skipping. It means don't dwell on it. Don't try to push it away. Don't try to fix it. It just put your attention, just skip whatever's in the way of that creative experience. So creation flows from nothingness and is effortless. That's the title of the book. Aladdin's Lamp Unleashed. Remember, Aladdin would take this lamp, rub the little thing, and people could have their wishes, normally three wishes, and they'd always screw it up, of course. You know, wish for unlimited wishes with only good things coming from them, if you count one. Anyway, creation, and that's what this is about. Creation flows from nothingness and is effortless. That's the part that people don't get. That's the part they miss in all these, you know, I won't name the names. I don't want to create a loss. But these courses, do this, do that, do this, fake it till you make it, da, da, da. That's, they're missing the real cue. I was lucky because I wasn't looking for it, and I found it. Okay, now I'm going to read the tool. Here's a long version of it with the visual crutch. Oh, a visual crutch. Didn't even read my own words. Okay, this is the tool. And this is version two. Oh, Aladdin's Creation Tool is SM. That means it's saved somewhere. Maybe trademarked? Whatever. I don't even know what the legal terms are. Okay, so what you do, these are bullet points. I'm just going to read them as best I can, and I may make a mistake. Let me make this a little bigger. I'm going to pause this for a second. Okay, I'm back. Okay, directly from Aladdin's Creation Tool, SM version 2. A longer version with a visual crutch is 1. Choose what you want, prefer, desire in wisdom. 2. Describe it in a few words. Write this down. Think about it. Be very specific. 3. Find a picture that is close to or exactly depicts the target. 4. Post a picture on a door you daily and often go through. Say by your private bed or your bathroom or your office. 5. When you go through the door, move to observation. 6, look at the picture. Give it total heed, attention, focus for about 10 to 30 seconds. Have the creative experience. In short, create it. And then the next point is 7. These are bullet points. I don't know what the numbers are. 7, don't think. Refrain from thinking anything else. Skip everything. Again, that's the key. Skip everything else. So let's go back this. You choose what you prefer. You write it down in a few words. You find pictures, you know, that help you depict. Or say you wanted a car. You pick the exact car you want, maybe even the color. You post it on your door. You go through. Now, this is a lot of common stuff. People do all this, but they don't do these other things. This is the part where they start falling apart. They try to want it, push it. All that. But what you want to do is when you go through that door and look at that picture, you move to observation. Look what observation is. It's not like, dislike. It's kind of like a detached observing everything without any emotions on it, without any conclusions on it, without any likes or dislikes on it. It's just, I'm observing this. And there's a couple of, I learned a lot about observation through a lot of things, but it's a very powerful thing to develop. So when you say, you walk through the door, you look at the picture, you move to observation. You look at the picture and you give it total heed, total attention, total focus for about 10 to 30 seconds. Have the creative experience. In short, create it. And here's the key. Skip. Don't think. Refrain from thinking anything. Skip everything. Skip everything is the key. So, then after you've done that, you're not going to do it perfect the first time. In fact, you might not do it perfect the 100th time. But once you get it, you go, oh my gosh. There's lots of miracles we can talk about. Lots of people call miracles happening. But anyway, after you've done that, you pay attention to any progress that supports your creation. Like, oh, my next door neighbor got one of those cars. Or whatever supports your creation, any progress. Any noteworthy events that support your creation, any events that streamline your energy versus results ratio. Remember, your observation is effortless. Creating it is effortless. So energy versus results ratio, that, let's look at that. Maybe you're putting out a tons of energy and you're getting zero results. If creation comes from no energy, maybe if you put out no energy and just had the creative experience, you might get better results. Now, I've had people figure that out after fighting that little. These are very simple things, but they're true. And remember, you're paying attention to any new insights, any new energy, any new drives, any miracles that happen, or sometimes things go farther away. And that's because of that thing we haven't talked about. It's called counter-creative. So that's the long version. Let's say the version in short. This is the ACT tool. ACT Creation Tool, SM, version 2. In short, have the creative experience and skip everything else. It's easy, but is it tricky? I would say, after a lot of observation, yes, it's tricky because it's so easy. And people are so used to everything being a thing or an energy or a source or a like or a dislike. And they're not. No reality of nothing. No, you know, like, I won't go too much into Buddhism or anything else, because this didn't come to me from Buddhism. In fact, Buddha said Buddhism pretty much sucked. Yeah. But I remember, I realized that Buddha was just a guy. He was not trying to be a god or anything, or he wasn't trying to be. But real God came, and there is a real God. And he created us. Now, this is the key about this whole book that I don't talk a lot about in the book. He created man in his image. And what is the image of God? Well, one thing, God is a creator. Above all things, he's a creator. And he gave us choice, unlimited, unfettered choice. Some people have used that, or some beings have used that, to do incredible damage. And some people have used it to get closer to God. But anyway, you are a creative being, like it or not. Sometimes that can be scary. That's why we block it off. That's why this tool, you know, people read that and they get all their ideas. And I've done it. All my ideas of what this means, all my images of having the creative experience. That doesn't mean that's the creative experience, even if I believe it is. Having the creative experience is having the creative experience and skipping everything else. Now, have I seen this happen quickly? Unbelievably quickly. Let me give you an example. One time, let me see if I'm going to stop here for a moment. Okay, back. So I had this experience, and I think setting things is a good test. Don't make things your God. Don't make money your God. Don't make gold your God. But anyway, I had this, I was testing this tool, and I was doing everything except having the creative experience and everything except skipping everything else. I was doing my illusions of skipping, my images of skipping. But I was sitting down and I was meditating because I don't know if I told you, but I learned a very powerful no-thought meditation tool. I've never seen it taught anywhere else except for my little circle, but it's truly powerful because it truly gets you to no thinking, which is kind of like skipping everything, huh? Anyway, but I didn't, I had an image of what no thinking meant and no thought, but until I actually ran into no thought, and I went, oh, such a relief. So I had this goal, and I was going to make it tough, and I wasn't going to tell anybody else about it. So I said, okay, I'm going to have some gold coins. I don't know, gold was maybe $400 or $500 an ounce. Then I said, I want 5 gold coins. Because, you know, $500, everybody's got $500. You can write a check, I get it. But 5 gold coins. So I didn't tell anybody. And I was sitting there playing with this tool. And I was really, you know, trying to get my no thought. And I had a lot of illusions about that, especially positions and sitting and everything. But no thought is simply no thought. So I really did this tool. I had the creative experience. I skipped everything. And the phone rang right in the middle of my wonderful meditation, and I picked up the phone, and it was this girl that had basically scammed me, and I guess she was feeling guilty, and she goes, hey, I'm gonna pay you back that money that I was supposed to have paid you, and I'm gonna send it to you in gold. I went, okay. That was miracle enough. But a couple of days later, I got 8 gold ounce coins. Now, that, you think that's a coincidence? Let's figure the odds of that. You know, when does coincidence go beyond? Now, if that was the only thing, I would say, yeah, that's a miracle. But I've seen people have these kind of experiences, many of them. There's little stories in the book. If you read through the book, there's stories. I want you to have your own direct experiences. I've got a lot of experiences myself. If I perfected this, no, I would be in heaven now if I would have done that. But here's one. This is another money one. Oh, it's actually at the beginning of this book on the re-release. I think I talked about it where I was doing, I realized that I needed this book to work. And the best, oh, yeah, this is a good story. I'll end on this story. Bunch of people, I was doing it for spiritual people, you know, monks, meditators, priests, people who had experiences of Jesus, they wanted more. And I was doing my best to share what I had. And, you know, it wasn't like we were coming at it like I was a teacher. I had some different experiences that they were open to. So, and then they would have some creative experiences to start. And when they had that little experience like I had, they go, oh, my God, their whole focus changed. They say, money, I'm going to. So they'd start getting basically almost over addicted to money. So I thought, gosh, if this book doesn't work for money, and this was before the gold thing, if I got to do something about this. I got to prove it. So I set everything aside and did that proof. And, you know, you talked about, I can know the key. My key is, as soon as I set a goal, I start looking for counter-creative thoughts, things, ideas, beliefs that I have that are against it, because that's what's stopping it. Remember, this doing it is effortless. But if you're creating, putting all your attention on a counter create, wow, then that's why I would teach goal setting, and people would say, I'm going to make $1 million. I'm going to make $1 million. And they do all this stuff and they'd end up broker than before because their goal was kicking in these counter creates. Anyway, buy the book. You read my little story about what I did, and it was a lot of money very quickly. And there's also some very important don'ts that, you know, it's do's and don'ts. Some wisdom don'ts, some real wisdom don'ts. And I'm going to leave it at that. Listen to this again. It's got some stuff you probably won't get maybe ever, but try it. And then once you've done, I want your testimonials. And remember, if you're in this on the paying course, you can ask questions. So with that, I'm going to say goodbye and God bless you. And may your creations be pure, and may you skip all the counter-creative thoughts. Get the book, Aladdin's Lamp Unleashed, read it, do the exercises, and God bless you. Oops, recommended attachment, so here's the last attachment. Remember, the book's on Amazon. You can go to 777 Harvest, and just there's a link to it. Right now, I know only the way to get it on an ebook. We're going to have it a print on demand, but right now, it's an ebook at 777 Harvest. That's the quickest way, or SeekTheWayBack.com. There's another link, both to the same place. God bless us again, and goodbye. Good luck creating.